The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things each week and make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
And we have a special guest.
Are we going to play the special guest music? Oh, shit. We didn't prepare for this. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
We didn't prepare for this. The special guest music. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. I don't know if it's on here still.
Fuck.
Hang on.
I just ruined the show.
Yeah.
That was also good.
That's appropriate, I think.
Sick.
I can't find it, guys. All right. Hey.
Usually we play the Chicago Bulls walk-on music.
Oh, that's very good.
That's true.
I've always wanted to be introduced to that music,
okay,
too.
Wait. We'll figure it out. Vamp. We're vamping. Shelby's just trying to help me, and I can't help it. Okay. I got it. Well, okay. I think this is good enough. It's very close.
It is, and also it isn't at all.
Very different energy, but like kind of similar, like music.
The tempo.
No,
yeah.
Now it has the same energy,
okay.
Guys.
Yeah.
We have a special guest. You may have figured it out by now. it's not clear, guys. He is a comedian. He is a writer. He is a very funny man. We love him, guys. Welcome, Josh Gondelman, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. This music makes me feel less like I'm about to dunk and more like I'm about to solve a murder in the rain.
Well, yeah, and I think that's really the energy we try to bring to the show is solving murders.
It makes you solve a murder. You're walking through the rain. That's Ricky Martin's Law and Order, Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, did you guys see that video of him like standing on top of a car waving a gay pride flag in Puerto Rico?
No.
It kicked ass.
That rules.
So like in Puerto Rico, you know the stuff that's going on there vaguely, like the governor resigned and everything. And one of the things was that he like the governor's like texts leaked and he made fun of Ricky Martin.
Yeah,
he was
super
like
homophobic
to Ricky Martin in these texts. And so Ricky Martin is like at one of the protests, like waving a flag on top of like a cop car.
That
and
rules.
It kicks ass.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I didn't know. Why would you go after Ricky Martin?
Like, of all people.
You're
one
like
of the most beloved.
Yeah.
Like nobody doesn't like Ricky Martin,
yeah.
Especially now.
And yeah.
Like, enough time has passed from like, ugh, I've heard she bangs enough times to like, oh, yeah, he was great.
Just blaming Ricky Martin for William Hung, I guess.
It was his song first. Do you think William Hung originated She Bangs?
If there was no Ricky Martin, there would never have been William Hung.
That's
he would
true.
Have been saved.
Yeah.
What do you think that guy's doing right now?
William Hung?
Yeah.
Remember when he was on Arrested Development?
Yeah. Yeah, mock trial with Jay Reinhold.
Yeah.
Is he like a... I don't know. I could see him being... Is he like a... he's probably on Cameo. Do you think he's on Cameo, William
Ooh,
Hung?
Ooh, I bet.
Right?
I'm so like grateful for Cameo.
Yeah.
I think it's the funniest
it's
shit in the world.
I can't. So I've gotten now 5 emails from somebody from Cameo. I still don't know if they think that I'm the guy from Train or not. I really can't figure
asking
genuinely
you to
cannot
join Cameo?
Figure it out. Yeah. And
I've
I got like a promo code and they're like, you know, just sign up and you get verified as talent or whatever. And it's like I can't parse the right amount of irony to do it with, so I'm like too chicken to do it. Like I won't do it.
I'm so unfamous. I got asked to do Cameo, and I was like, if anybody asked me, like, hey, will you film a video for my friend's birthday, I would just do it without asking questions. Like, I'm not trying to, like, wring $30 out of some
sad person. And you've been on television. I'm not. That's the thing. That's why I think, it's like, look, I get enough DMs asking me to sing Calling All Angels to save somebody's marriage at tonight's show in – Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or whatever.
Do you really get those?
Every
That's
once
bleak.
In a while,
you know, you know what? That's so bleak because whatever guy, no woman would send that message.
That's
right?
correct.
It's all men. And whatever guy sends that message is like when you when if it does first of all, of course they're gonna play Calling All Angels, the train.
They're not gonna do
it. But if they didn't, it's his fault for not even knowing that you're the like he doesn't care about his marriage that much.
Right. He didn't even find the right guy.
Yeah. That's like
it's like your wife's name is Virginia.
Yes.
They have a song.
She's like, Derek, you've been half-assing it for literal years, and that's why I'm leaving you. He's like, well, at least we went to this train concert the night before our divorce was finalized.
I promised my wife you guys would play Drops of Jupiter tonight, and if you don't, then we're going to get divorced. Stakes are not that high.
She's just going back into the atmosphere now.
That's right. Now she's, yeah. It's like asking Babe Ruth to hit a home run, except he always hits a home run.
It's like asking
he can do
Babe
it on
Ruth,
command.
It's like asking Babe Ruth to play baseball.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Babe Ruth, it would really help me if you weren't a healthy scratch from tonight's Yankees game.
Kid in the hospital. Sorry, kid. I got like a hamstring thing. Yeah.
Load management.
Sorry, I can't. I do get those, and I respond to like probably half of them because I don't want them to – I feel bad. I feel like responsible for the other guy's reputation.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
you don't want them
you
to
didn't
hate
even respond
that guy.
To me.
Yeah.
I've gotten emails, though. I got invited to perform at like a – it was like a wine festival or something, and I was like,
oh,
I should just
right.
You should go to
right?
one. Yeah.
Go do stand-up.
Just play like completely like dumb and be like, well, I thought you wanted me to go. I don't know. I thought it was weird that you said I was a native of the area, but I just figured that you had that mistake.
No one had ever made this mistake before. Yeah.
Right. I'm also in show business. Like, what could I what could I assume?
I know where I stand.
You singing train songs would be really funny. They're like,
this guy sucks. Who is this guy? We got the rest of the band. We actually contacted you all individually, and you didn't communicate with each other.
So no one called
four
the
of
real
the five
singer.
Members of Train.
I was just looking this up because I'm doing a show with
the guy from Train.
No,
with Train.
With Train, I'm opening for them. I know it should have gone to you, but yeah.
It
know.
Should be Anthony DeVito
it
first
is,
because
and
he
has.
Actually knows. Yeah,
he's done. Yeah, Anthony DeVito
the
is like close with the band Train. Yeah,
right?
What
yeah. The guy from Train is a fan of Anthony DeVito's.
Wow.
And they've had them perform on their like cruise and stuff. Yeah,
you heard, like, heard him on like Raw Dog or something. He was listening. He loves comedy. He was listening to like Serious
yeah,
or something.
It's really cool.
That's like how our podcast has to open for Imagine Dragons.
That's
that one guy from Imagine Dragons. Shout out to you, friend. Listens to us.
Yeah.
Which imaginary dragon was it?
I want to say it's the bassist. Cool. It's like his brother listened to the show, and then one time we made fun of Imagine Dragons on the show, and he sent it to him, and he was like a good sport. Was
that's
like, this
nice.
This is funny.
I love when people are a good sport.
Yeah, it made me really appreciate it.
It's
but
like we don't have it's like a attention all Imagine Dragon fans. Just go on the official newsletter. Please send death threats to these three people.
Oh, if dragons were real, I would send them to you. How many cameo bookings do you think are ironic? Like, how many people are this will be really funny.
I've been thinking about this because I was listening to Block Party, which is Stefan Heck and John Collin, who are
yes.
two very funny folks.
Very
and
funny
they,
podcast.
They have bonus episodes. I think it's two a month of them. I think they do or I forget what the impetus is, but they've done a couple of them now of like all cameo episodes. So they list
that's
like
so
oh,
they,
wow.
they listen like they get a cameo as like the big reveal at the end, but they also like watch cameos and talk about cameo throughout the thing. And
that's so brilliant.
And they were talking about it and it's like it really is like it's gotta be at least half. I don't know. I'm
yeah.
thinking about it. Because
my main experience with cameo is pro wrestling cameo,
yeah.
which is nothing is more of a synthesis of irony and sincerity
totally.
Than like old wrestler cameos.
Yep.
Where
yeah.
it's like they've been asked to do something and given like $10, but they're also like lonely and miss being famous, so they will talk for like 20 minutes
yeah.
about like nothing.
I need Scott Hall to congratulate my son on
yeah.
graduating 7th grade.
Ryback is the best.
Oh god.
Yeah, check Ryback's cameo.
Ryback is burying Vince somehow in every cameo.
Yeah.
It's like,
really
this
good.
Is unrelated to what you're supposed to say.
My son has childhood leukemia, and it would just really mean a lot if you would cut a promo talking about how you're going to beat his ass.
Yeah.
because the weird ones are like the comedians and like the people who like you would think are self-aware.
Yeah,
because I think they are because like they listen to a lot of Pauly Shore ones or they watch a lot of Pauly Shore
yeah.
ones.
He's not self-aware though. I don't think.
I think he's like it's hard to tell because there was one where he was like, "Hey, you know, he does like wheezing the he says like
yeah.
wheezing the juice and stuff," but it's like it's kind of like there's a little bit of like, yeah, that's what you want to hear, right? Kind of. And he's like, you, I know you love my movies. Biodome, son-in-law in the army now. It's like, okay, what is going on? Like,
why, with these... are you reminding the person who's right, a fan
just
of
like
you
saying,
of
you like that, right? You like that? You pig, you paid $60 for this. I'm in a hotel room in Vegas or whatever. And
I think there's like a fine line too between like, it could be lack of self-awareness or it could just be like being a good sport, you know? Like,
yeah, and I think that that's probably part of it too, yeah. And it's right, also like knowing your place in the celebrity hierarchy.
The people who are real fans don't need you to be self-aware, right? Like if someone is legitimately a real Pauly Shore fan, yeah, they just want you to do the thing.
Right.
Like they don't need you to be like, yeah, isn't this weird that I'm doing this? They just want you to do the yeah, thing.
It's like, oh my God, the third DA from SVU said he hopes I have a happy birthday. But what an amazing thing.
There are some
made my
people
life
on there where it's like, but it can only be ironic. Like, it's like, I don't need Kato Kaelin to wish my wife happy anniversary. No one does.
Yeah. That's insane.
She's like,
hey, Kato Kaelin here. I was living on the property of OJ when he murdered his wife and her lover, or suspected lover. Anyway, what's going on? I heard you just had a daughter. So,
right. Did you see the, like,
you know who's still married?
He was on, like, a Celebrity Big Brother or something, and, yeah, like, there was like I didn't see it obviously because I'm not like that depraved.
He's America's most famous house guest.
Well, his like
you're forgetting Sinbad from the movie House Guest. Wow.
Don't get me started on how good Sinbad is. We can't.
He's great,
dude. My friend, I have a friend from college. My first, like when I got my first apartment, she was like my first roommate.
Yeah,
and she hates all stand-up comedy except for Sinbad.
I can see
like,
that.
I fucking love
Sinbad. I think
Sinbad
might be like
sucks,
the greatest living comedian because like I think there are a lot of people that are like that. Like they like yeah, the people that hate comedy would go and like laugh at Sinbad.
And he's
they
also he's him, super clean.
Yeah,
and he's not like gonna rock any boats. He's like so funny.
Yeah.
House
Guest rocks.
It almost sounds like an insult to say, but like he is not like most other stand-up comedy. You yeah, know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's like his own genre, the genre of Sinbad.
Yeah. Was he the first Women Be Shopping? He was Women Be Shopping, right? Was that him?
I don't know.
If he originated that, he should be rich forever.
It should be trademarked. I don't know. Maybe it's just like a vague, I associate that with like, the jumpsuits that look like that one glass that Fuck Jerry uses as his, you know, like that one cup pattern.
Yeah.
Like, I associate all that with the same thing. And, like, that's also Sinbad.
Okay.
Like 90s comedy.
I can see that.
Late 80s, early 90s comedy.
Anyway, the Kato Kaelin Celebrity Big Brother, trailer just had him being like, I'm used to living with weird roommates. And I was like, who is this for? Who wants this?
Are any of the other house guests in that show going to cut off someone's head at some point? Or yeah,
it's also
pretty
like,
weird.
Hey, Kato Kaelin, maybe just, like, get a different job. Like, you don't have to be famous.
Yeah, you really don't.
He could get a job, right?
Yeah. I mean,
what was he? Was he like an aspiring actor when he was living with OJ? Is that what it was?
I think so. Which explains
it's such a weird thing to think about. Like, obviously, the whole like murder thing, but pre that,
the whole murder thing.
That's obviously weird to think about. But it's like OJ,
you know,
like
guys,
socially.
You know what I was thinking? That's like kind of weird.
Like who OJ is just palling around with?
Yeah,
in Brentwood.
That is weird.
That is so weird.
That's really strange.
And it was like because to them, he's fucking Nordberg. He's the guy from the Hertz commercials, right?
Right.
He's OJ. Like, you know, we love it. We love hanging out with OJ.
Well, also like if you're so. Being in that position, you're a struggling actor, you meet like one of the most famous people in the world who has
yeah,
unlimited money and he likes you and is going to help you out. I feel like you forgive a lot of eccentricity.
But it's almost like, imagine if one of us were just living on Jerry Seinfeld's couch and then he killed two people and then for the rest of our lives, we just made that our thing. I would just try to hope no one ever recognized me.
Yeah. You'd have to give up, like, show business. Like, or at least you'd be like, okay, I'm just a writer now. I don't go out in public. Like, I don't.
Right.
Hey, here's my plug segue. Speaking of writing, Josh just wrote a book.
I did, good. Yeah. I have a book coming out in September. It's available for pre-order now. It's called Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results. And I'm very proud of it, and I hope that people buy it, including the people listening to this podcast.
Yeah, and we will. We will put a link in the description.
Thank you.
To the pre-order, to whatever you tell us to put in.
A non-ironic link will be in the description.
Even ironic is fine.
Not a bit.
As long as it's there. I'm the Cato Kalin of book links. Like, I don't care if it's ironic, if it's sincere. Just give me the $18.
And I'll
say good luck with your baby on its christening or whatever.
I'm buying this book as a bit. Like, I don't care.
I don't care.
Money's the same.
Yeah, it would be a funnier bit if you bought 300.
Yeah,
that's a great bit. That's such a good bit. It's just buying them out. All of them.
Just do it. Just figure out a way, Josh, to pitch this as like a punching back at like the liberal elites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
It's like the Trump straws, which we didn't talk about, which is like were designed to make me particularly mad. They sell like Trump branded plastic straws.
Yeah.
They sold
in your face.
500,000 of them.
Are you serious?
$500,000 worth of them. Yeah.
It's incredible.
So, you know, joke's on us. It's like $15 for like 10 of them.
Yeah. And they're just reusable plastic straws.
They're making money a hand over fist.
And you have to like put in your, like, because it's like campaign donations. So you have to like put your occupation and your employer in the thing when you buy them. And it's like, oh, give Mr. Trump like these straws. You know, it's like, well.
I feel like it kind of defeats the purpose of sticking it to the libs if they're reusable plastic straws.
Well, they just throw them out, I guess. Or they're going to like stab a turtle with them.
Yeah, that's
like,
it's directly. Better for stabbing a turtle if they're reusable. They're sturdier.
They're sturdier. You sharpen them and then you kill a turtle and then you post the pictures.
Yeah, don't leave anything to chance. Get a reusable plastic straw to kill
sharpening
a turtle.
Sharpening a plastic straw like a fucking prison shiv to hurt an endangered species.
Buying a flight to Florida if you don't really live in Florida.
And that sticks it to the libs too, because your carbon footprint is just growing by the moment.
And you just go to where the sea turtles are, like the baby sea turtles are like trying to crawl across the A1A or whatever, because like, we disrupted their habitat, and you just nail one.
You do that thing with the plastic, the regular disposable, where you kind of curl around your finger till it's bendier, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you like piano wire them around the neck. and then you're choking out
a turtle.
You know how I reuse my plastic straws? Killing more turtles.
Garroting a baby sea turtle for Mr. Trump.
For our dear president.
The garrote is red and it has like a difficult to see gold like lettering on it. Like it's that kind of aesthetic, you know, where it's like it could be a couple shades lighter gold, but it's not like real gold, you know?
For sure. And it's like sea turtle, sea turtle, sea turtle. And then they're just like narrowly restrain themselves from just like Jewish guy. No. Too far.
Don't film that one. That one's not going for Twitter.
Yeah.
Should we do numbers?
I think we should do numbers.
Let's do it.
Number 5.
All right, number 5. This one I found and it made me furious, so I put it in our little shared thing that we have. These people were like, this guy woke up and he had this is in Lake Worth, Florida, speaking of Florida, and he woke up and there was a white Tesla parked on his front lawn, plugged into an electric outlet in his house when he woke up. And there was
inside his house.
Yeah. Oh no! Like the outlet. You know those outlets they have with the silver thing with like the thing you flip up. And so somebody was just like taking his electricity to plug in their stupid car. And this is like the most patient man in the world. He waited. He said he waited a few hours, then called police.
Wow.
So he like was like, oh, that's weird. Well, time to go get some coffee and read the paper or whatever.
Right, I wonder what he was waiting for, or whether he was just like, I don't have time to deal with the police right now.
I mean, I would be waiting for them to come back scream at them.
I would be extorting them. That's what I would be doing. I would be waiting for them to come back and being like, okay, you owe me $300 because you parked on my lawn.
Right, I would like park in the road so they can't leave.
Right.
I feel like in Florida there would be like a law where you can key a car that's parked on your lawn. Like it would be like the stand your ground law for cars, but it would somehow also be racist.
You can write whatever. You get one slur that you can key,
on key
a car
into someone's car
if they're on,
if they're
lawn.
In your lawn.
You do have to get it right, though. If you get it wrong, like if you use a slur for someone who doesn't own the car, then you go to jail. But you got to get it right. It's important.
Get it right. Get your racism right, people.
Yeah, exactly. Be accurate.
I think safe bet would just be to write honky on it. I think
on a
for
Tesla?
A Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keying honky into a Tesla seems like it would be really fun.
Yeah.
It would be very satisfying.
It seems like, I can't believe it didn't happen like in the Shaft remake.
it's disappointing to me that like, because like all that discourse about like, oh, is cracker not offensive or whatever, you know, honky's so much funnier. Can we have honky be the one that we talk about as like anti-white racist words?
It's very funny.
It's so funny.
It is people like getting legitimately sincerely mad about being called a honky is like the funniest shit ever, because it's such a goofy word. It's great.
And it's like, what changed? Like, you know, what I mean? Like someone calls you a honky, you're like, nobody's ever been called a honky who's not like a full-on honky.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're like, you got me.
It's like adding like Panera on Twitter being like, your cashier at your Fort Worth store called me a honky in front of my son.
Or whatever. It's like, well, your son has to learn. Your son has to learn what you are. That's the only racial term that applies to.
Yeah.
So this guy, he called the cops eventually to find out what was going on. They tracked down the address of the person. Car was not stolen. And apparently, like, the guy, like, showed up. It was a young couple. And they said that they were visiting someone in the neighborhood and their car battery died. So I guess they plugged it into charge. That means it was charged in from, like, for 12 hours. They stole 12 hours of electricity, which we'll get to how much that's worth, I guess. But, like, why don't you plug it into your fucking friend's house? Does your friend not have an outlet?
Yeah, have an extension cord?
Where were you parked? Like, what's going on? But
It's like, such a Tesla owner thing to like, plug into someone else without asking.
Yeah.
Or just be like, but you weren't optimizing, so I was optimizing.
Right. I feel like it's also like, I bet this person will think it's pretty cool that there's a Tesla outside.
Oh, yeah.
Their house.
Yeah. But they've pretty never seen neat. A Tesla up close before.
It's like, wow, thank you so much for letting my electricity power your car for the future.
You plugged into my house. Like, and for $5, we'll keep it there.
Yeah. Would you like to take a photo with it?
I had an old boss who drove a Tesla, and it was... I feel like I remember we'd be like shooting stuff. It was when I worked in TV, and we'd be like shooting stuff outside, and like he would drive into the parking lot with his Tesla, and you could just tell he was like desperately searching for eye contact with us to be like, pretty cool, right? I got a Tesla. It's like, you make so much more. I'm getting paid $25,000 a year to make television. Like, fuck you.
Kathy used to work for Dan Ninen.
I did. Dan Ninen was my boss. Not proud of it.
She flew on the private jet with him one time also.
Wait a minute. Dan Ninen is old enough to be your boss?
He's a fast rising star. He got started young.
He's like that boss baby.
He was an engineer at Intel for 15 years from the ages of 1 to 16. And then he got started in comedy. And now look at him. It's amazing.
And that was 20 years ago. And now at age 21.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's quite amazing how well he's done. So this guy, I guess this couple showed up. They're like, yeah, they offered... no money or anything, no compensation, and also no apology. Like, it was just, like, very, like, oh, yeah, well.
Well, it died, so.
What am I supposed to do? Not use your electricity? And, like, it's not a lot of money. Like, it's probably, like, a couple bucks, right? Because, like.
Totally.
Yeah, but you fucked up the lawn.
Right.
And like, it's not, you don't. If you have a Tesla, you can spare the money, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not about the kind of thing of, like, oh, someone stole a tomato from my garden because he was starving. This is like a dickhead did a dickhead thing because he's a dickhead.
Yeah, completely.
I mean, like, if this happened on my lawn, they would like find me like trying to do like the Street Fighter 2, like beating up the car thing to the car. It'd be like Vince Vaughn in Brawl in Cell Block 99 or whatever that movie is.
Have we talked on this podcast before about how I feel like we've had the conversation about how it seems like it would be really fun to fuck up a car.
I bet.
Yeah.
Like, just standing on the roof, like, hitting the windshield with a crowbar. Yeah, like, that seems very satisfying.
How'd all the windows on my car get broken? It's like, I don't know. Pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, probably should move it.
Oh, maybe the electricity was too powerful.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
maybe
it blew out all the windows.
My house's electricity just shattered your windows.
It blew out all the windows and slashed all the tires. Somehow.
Yeah,
that's
it was
crazy.
Really weird. We have a lot of electricity in our house, and
did the electricity take a shit on the hood as well. Is
absolutely,
that,
and right. on the front seat.
It's Florida. You know what you do? You throw some iguanas in there. Let them have a nice time.
That's right.
Make a home.
And then
in
you
that
sick
Tesla.
The iguana assassin on it, so they shoot up the car trying to kill the iguana.
Yeah,
because they have a dispensation to do that. You know about this iguana thing in Florida?
No.
There's an infestation of iguanas in Florida to the point that like.
There's like
that
shoot
have,
to kill orders.
They have like they have like iguana killing businesses now. Like they were like two guys, and they basically like, I guess they like aim to like incapacitate them, then they like double tap them with a rifle. Like because iguanas are not small. Like if you have an iguana, it's like you have to do.
They're
something
like little
about it.
Tanks. They're like little
they are.
Reptile tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just squish them. Like my mom like with a one time we had like because you get lizards. Like my parents are in Florida, and they'll if they get into like your little like enclosed like little screen thing, you know,
oh, yeah.
for like the like, they'll just like they're there and they don't like go away. They don't know, you know what I mean? Like I'm sure they probably don't want to be being chased, but they also don't know how to get out. My mom, like, she just, like, came in one time. She had, like, a paper towel in her hand. She's like, yeah, I got it. She, like, killed it with
she
her hand.
She squished it?
Yeah.
If let them live. If they're so cute.
I'm just more impressed by, like, it has bones. You can't, like, that's, like, fucked up,
that
right?
Is
just,
like, crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and let that be a message to the others.
That's, like, that's true, like, mom lack of squeamishness. That's, if, like, a superpower.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's
that.
Somebody that's somebody who gave birth.
I need a shoe on. Shoe on to step on a roach. I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't.
I feel like the thing that makes killing bugs gross to me is that they don't have bones and yet they still crunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that is really upsetting. Yeah. I feel like crunching something with bones is somehow less bad.
They don't have bones and yet they crunch. That's my back piece, my full back piece.
It's an eldritch horror, man. Yeah. It's so bad.
If this industry perpetuates, right, and, like, this just becomes an institution in Florida is on, like, iguana extermination businesses, I understand that maybe you need to round up the iguanas and, like, move them out of people's homes or, like, in worst case scenarios, kill them. But the first guy who's like, I'll fucking do it. That's like, that's a scary dude.
Yeah.
It's like, a lot of iguanas in your property? All right, I'll be there in an hour.
You're, I'm imagining.
It's terrifying to me.
I'm imagining a guy that looks exactly like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. Yes,
but
for sure.
For iguanas.
That was exactly the first thing. It might be Dog the Bounty Hunter.
He's pivoting.
Yeah, he's pivoting to iguanas.
So apparently, I just looked this up because I want to see if there was an update on the iguana thing. And somebody sent this to us as well. Like, there's a headline here from yesterday. Yesterday. Florida officials, this is from News 4 Jax, like Jacksonville local news.
Nice.
Florida officials clarify call for deaths of invasive green iguanas. So they're toning down their language. And unfortunately, the message has been conveyed that we are asking the public to just go out there and shoot them up. Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commissioner Rodney Barreto said in a statement, this is not what we are about. This is not the Wild West. So,
you don't have to ask the citizens of Florida to shoot lizards
exactly.
with guns.
I think they realized that too late.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they don't need any extra encouragement.
Getting a little too enthusiastic here.
You can't green light it because it's going to happen whether you say it or not.
Taking care of these iguanas with extreme prejudice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they can damage them. Look, the iguanas, we got to worry about them. But
we're talking about the Tesla, though.
We're talking about the Tesla. Yeah, thank you for helping me.
No problem.
Man, that plane, that was very well done.
sorry.
No, that's all my fault.
No, I love the iguana talk.
This guy,
it was important.
I learned something I didn't know about it.
Yeah. Amen. So if you go to Florida and you see an iguana, you know, if you see the Buddha on the road, kill him. It's the same. It's mm-hmm. the same. It's essentially the same thing. Even if it's a child's pet, you have to, you know, it's like you can't let that thing get out.
Yeah,
it's not
sorry,
safe.
Kid.
So yeah, this guy, there's no real ending to this story other than just I can't believe this guy didn't get beaten up in front of his girlfriend or whatever.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Really shocking.
Really.
That this guy just was allowed to go.
Like, how do you, man.
He didn't offer money is so preposterous to me. That's just like, you know, it's some libertarian thing like, what? It's the power grid for all of us. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. I'm sure it is like a libertarian thing where it's like they don't believe in public resources.
Yeah.
They just believe in taking someone
yeah,
else's
exactly.
resource because it's not being used.
Yes.
Like,
and like, did you run your car ever run out of gas? That ever happened to either of you guys?
Never.
Yes. No, it happened to me once.
Oh, me never. I mean, like, that's like the one thing. That's the one thing.
I will say I'm an idiot. That's why my car ran out of gas. Because I'm stupid.
It almost happened to me recently. But, like, it is an – it's like – especially, if you're driving a Tesla, there are, like – I know there are financial circumstances that make people, like, you know, $5 at a time because that's what you have access to.
Yeah.
But, like, if you are driving a Tesla and you do not put enough electricity in your car, it's your fault and you should have to leave it where it stops forever.
Pay for a tow.
Yes.
Like, you have money.
Yep.
It's fine.
Or fucking wait until the next day and ask, somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The time my car ran out of gas, it was a weird circumstance. So later that night, I had a date and I told the guy about it because I was like, if you're going to date me, you should know that this is the type of person I am. And I ended up dating the guy for like a year. So I feel like it was good. I got like a look up front. I'm very stupid and I do dumb things all the time. But my car ran out of gas during rush hour in Austin and it was pouring rain. And I like pulled into a parking lot and then had to walk like 15 minutes to
a gas station.
Get a gas can.
You did the deal with the whole, okay, wow.
Yeah. It sucks. Can't recommend it. And then, yeah, so I had a date and then, like, I gave the guy a ride home and I was like, yeah, I'm really sorry. My car smells like gasoline. It's because I ran out of gas. And then it worked out.
So were you like aware that it was almost gonna? Did you think you could make it?
Or was I was like the... almost home. Okay. Yeah, and
but home doesn't solve your problem.
I mean, I was.
Kev lived. This is when Kev lived in a gas station.
I mean, I like. I thought I don't remember what.
Oh, it's good. I'm home. I'll deal with that. That's tomorrow. No, cat's problem. Okay.
I remember what happened. It compounded the issues. What happened was the reason I didn't get gas is because I had left my wallet at home that day.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Oh, so, then home does help.
Yeah. Okay. So again, it's like I'm an idiot for another reason,
yeah.
And but, then it made me stupid. But it makes more sense
yes,
that I didn't get
that
gas.
That makes the running out of gas so much more reasonable.
Right, yeah. Okay, this was a couple years ago, so I'm remembering these details now. Yeah, yeah.
It
so
wasn't
I left
just
my...
like, I'll get home, I'll have no gas, I'm going to pick the guy up for a date later.
Yeah.
But
I assume once you pull into the driveway, the bar fills up.
Yeah,
it's like sleeping in an inn in an RPG.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. It regenerates.
It works for people with Teslas.
The car will have full HP and MP tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so I left my wallet at home. And then when I had to go to the gas station to get the gas can, I had to pay in like dimes because I had like no money. So I just like had to scrounge on the floor of my car for change and then give the gas station attendant a handful of like dusty car dimes.
Okay, so see, running out of gas, a memorable story for somebody because
sure.
It's like a thing that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's like the one thing that
Not
you can't do with a car.
Not a thing that I deal with matter-of-factly by stealing
right.
gas from
this idea,
a dangerous
right.
car.
You don't just show up. Right, siphon gas off. Just like, what? I ran out, so I took yours.
I didn't want to be rude and wake you up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I stole gas. It's just like, yeah, this idea that like, well, you can plug in anywhere. So like, does it lead to that kind of weird? Or these are just like the world's dumbest people. I don't know. I can't figure out.
It's like people whose phone is always dying, but to the 1,000,000th power.
Yes.
Right. Like, that's like a weird person to be. I like.
Yeah.
I feel like Eli is often that guy. He's not here. We can.
Let's get him.
Let's get him.
His ass.
He usually needs to borrow my charger.
Happy birthday, Eli. It's his birthday today.
Happy
it's
birthday,
his birthday,
Eli.
Well, it's his birthday when this comes out. Yeah,
happy birthday, Eli. Everybody wish Eli a happy birthday. He's apparently staying in an Airbnb full of wasps. Did you see that?
On purpose?
He posted like a
yeah,
screenshot
a fear factor thing.
Of an Airbnb message. And so it was like, are the wasps taken care of? Or
it's like, oh, yeah, they're taken care of. They get breakfast.
Yeah. Eli, swarms of insects love Eli.
They really do.
First the thousands of flies, now this. This is doing, yeah. Did you know about the thousands of flies?
Beli, you did. Yeah. No, I didn't hear about the thousands of flies.
His old apartment he used to live in. There was a door in the entryway that like led to a basement or something, and it just was like taped shut and it had a sign on it. It said, "Do not open, thousands of flies."
Yeah. Door to the flies. Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. When you don't have anything nefarious in your basement
yeah.
except for thousands
of flies.
It's like,
hey, you think we should stay in this building or move somewhere else when our lease is up? Well, we got the flies here. I don't know. That's definitely a mark against.
But the phone person whose phone is always dying is like, that's you know, sometimes you're at the end of your contract and you're like, it just dies in an hour. And like,
yeah,
I don't know,
yeah. Oh,
get all the
totally
it happens,
understandable.
But like when your Tesla is just dying wantonly, you're living wrong.
That's like that to me is a sign of inherited wealth.
Yeah.
If you have
sure.
a Tesla that's always dying, like you didn't earn
right.
that Tesla.
It's like, Dad, pick me up.
Yeah.
The Tesla died.
You don't typically
again?
Deal with your own problems.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Things
yeah,
are just
yeah.
sort of, you're like, it's like, somebody was describing this. I forget. I think it was a stand-up or something. But it's like Magneto walking when he gets like the bridge building under him as he walks.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of person. The person never had to deal with any kind of hardship. Just like everywhere I go, I will not fall. There's things being built under mm-hmm. me. So yeah, this guy I guess continues to walk the earth.
Fuck him.
Without being punished.
Worst of luck.
He's lucky that he's
just leaving on his shoes at airport security, despite how much he's being yelled at. Like, I didn't think that was me.
Yeah.
I thought that was everybody else
That's
but
right.
me.
Yeah. Trying to board. Well, he's in first class probably, but, you know, trying to board early, like not. Oh, I thought you said. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said. Oh, yeah. I don't understand how numbers work. I forgot. I'm in the airport. When I get to the airport, I forget how numbers work.
You
so
said
thought,
zone one, but I'm in zone three.
Yeah.
Like, so me now?
I thought you said zone three. It's like, no, we didn't say zone three.
But can I go now?
Okay. Well, I'm already here, though.
I'm like way towards the back.
Yeah. I'm like in the front. Is it okay if I just go now, though? Because, you know, I have these three bags. I have one bag too many, but I'm just going to get them on. That cool? Cool.
No, I know. That's why I need to go first because I have too many.
I make sure I
got to put them.
I brought an extra bag in the overhead.
So I figured I'd get on early, and then it's cool because there's so much overhead space.
It'll be so empty, so it's fine.
Sorry. I forgot how numbers work. Speaking of numbers, check that out.
Hey.
Number four.
That was a really clean segue. I like it.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Not at all jarring or,
So this story, I'm trying to figure out where it is from in the world. And
I want to say Florida again, but I don't think it is.
Oh, it's Beaverton, Texas? Oregon.
Oh, well.
Beaverton, Oregon. The person in question has a really good name to me. Her name is Eliana Aguilar Aguilar, hyphenated. Same last name twice, hyphenated.
Interesting.
Boutros Ghali.
Interesting. That's a first name, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also weird to have a hyphenated first name, but, like, makes more sense than hyphenated.
I knew some, like, hyphenated, like, Mary Beths or whatever.
But, like, Mary would be a weird hyphenated name.
Is it a cultural thing, or is it just, like, his parents were like, we're doubling down, we love Boutros.
We love it.
Like...
We both wanted to name Boutros.
We wrote down our top five baby names. Both of us wrote Boutros as number one.
That's right. We're going in on it. If you guys love Boutros Ghali content, we got it for you.
We're here for you.
Tell your friends.
So this woman, Eliana, she kind of rules. So she's rolling through a Taco Bell at 1:20 a.m. on a Saturday, like you do.
Only time to go to Taco Bell.
Absolutely. Prime Taco Bell hours. And she gets her food and then she decides to, give a little gratuity to the drive-thru worker. She leans out of her car and pours a little bit of cognac in his mouth. Just a nice little thank you. Have a nice night, you know. And drives away. Unfortunately, the car behind her was the Washington County Sheriff's Deputy.
Buzzkill.
Yeah. So,
be cool, man.
Yeah, right? Like, everybody is cool with this. Like, there's no problem. But obviously she...
Presumably the Taco Bell employee accepted that.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just like...
Right. Yeah. I've been sober for 6 years. No, thank you.
Hey, can you lean out the window for a second? It's like, okay.
Can you lean out the window and open your mouth?
Right. Because my first instinct if someone just extended a beverage to my face would be to recoil in horror.
Right. Yeah, that's, I feel like that.
No, whenever that happens, I open my mouth like a baby bird.
Que sera, sera.
That is a very, like, I feel like the last time I did that was like a college party with like a budget handle of the worst vodka in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like, no more of that. No more of this.
Right.
No one's pouring a drink in my mouth.
Right.
That's
but
not
this, yeah, yeah, this guy just is always ready for that to happen. He's like, the world is my ice luge.
Yeah. I mean, you're working the 1 a.m. shift at Taco Bell. Like, you need all the help you can get.
Sure.
Monday at 1:20 a.m.
No,
Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, I'm looking at the thing that says Monday. Sorry.
Wow. Fact checker Patty over here.
I'm
trying
Glenn
to...
Kessler. Yeah. Kath has three Pinocchios for that one.
Oh, no.
My source is the very reputable Vice website.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, hey. Who am I to...
Maybe it was Monday.
Mine was the New York Post, so let's be honest. There's nothing is real in these two.
You went right to the website of the Beaverton, Oregon Vice Squad, yes.
Mm. Yes, yeah, their Facebook page.
There's a picture of 10 cops standing around a table with her sitting there looking kind of hungover and a half-empty bottle of Hennessy.
Half-empty bottle of Hennessy and a bunch of Taco Bell wrappers.
They're all very tactical.
Like,
we got her.
Huge bust.
She's off the streets.
You can't even... It's not... You can have that. You can have a bottle of Hennessy. There's nowhere an adult can't have a bottle of Hennessy.
I mean... There is one place you can't have a bottle of Hennessy.
I guess the
open,
Taco Bell drive-thru.
It's when you are driving
behind
a car.
Behind the wheel of a car.
Which she was doing.
Behind the wheel of a 2-ton thing of metal that can kill people.
Yeah.
I also think, to be fair, the fun part is that she gave some to the Taco Bell guy. But, like, you don't do that, I assume, unless you are drunk.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. And that sort of ends up... So that this is what bothers me is I don't think that should be a reason to pull somebody over. I think you should have to watch them be a drunk driver and then pull them
that,
over.
That, to me, qualifies.
I think that's
When you're pouring Hennessy into the mouths of pedestrians, I feel like that's like, well, that's enough for a field sobriety.
Sorry for being generous and friendly.
Yeah. Just be cool, man.
Why is being generous suspicious? Exactly. Very sad. This is like a society, I think you should leave.
The society yeah. we live
Everyone's
in.
Everyone's on their phones now, just like launching
we
into
can't
one of the
even pour Hennessy into each other's mouths anymore. What is this country coming to? So yeah, naturally she was pulled over. She had a blood alcohol level of 0.12. 50% higher than the legal limit.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
That's not what you want.
That's pretty high. I will say her mugshot, stunning. Beautiful. Amazing mugshot.
Yeah, incredible hair.
Yeah, she's going to end up on one of those like weird like hot mugshots websites.
Well, just like, so imagine you're working the Taco Bell drive-thru and like a pretty lady comes by, gets a bunch of, you know, what I don't even eat Taco Bell, so I don't know, but...
bunch of... things ending in oopa and yeah
and then she's
bunch
like
of the same stuff in different wrappings basically
different
same.
Configurations of beans and cheese and ground beef and you know and then like you know sexy lady wants to give you some
dear penthouse from... I never thought it would happen to me.
I'm just saying like this is a cool lady. I like her. She shouldn't have been driving with a 0.12.
You shouldn't drive that drunk.
You should not.
I mean, you shouldn't drive drunk at all. But, I
mean, what if she was sober and she just like was sitting in the car and she's like taking that little plastic like wrap off of like the bottle of Hennessy and just like, here you go, buddy.
Yeah. No, the other thing is like if you're like,
well,
pouring
open
it,
container, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand what's it happening here, but you're open getting in trouble.
Also, like if you're pouring Hennessy into a drive-through person's mouth, you are also drinking straight from that bottle.
That's right.
In the driver's seat.
You're like, best friends with the guy at Taco Bell.
She's
now.
Like, hold out your hand. She gives him one of those like a snifter.
Like, I thought you were going to say she pours the Hennessy into his hand.
Cup your hands.
Hey.
I'm going to make you a little bird bath.
I'm trying to imagine a way to, like, yeah, like make somebody, like, recoil more than saying, hey, cup your hands for a second.
I truly think lean forward and open your mouth is that thing. Just, like, open your mouth for a second.
It's like when people say, hey, smell this.
I was just going to say, it's the same, like, quasi-menacing.
Also, I like the idea that that's generally how she tips. Like, that's not the bottle she drinks out of. That's the gratuity bottle, like you were saying.
Here's one
like,
for yourself. Just splashes the waiter.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
It's like when you buy the bartender a shot. I don't see what the problem is here.
You just give him, you break off part of a 20% of a taco and give it to him. Here you go. No, I got plenty of these in here.
Barehanded,
I'm fine.
Just
we got a lot of taco. We got a lot of these. I don't want
All right, Dr. Ellis, I can walk again. Open up.
So apparently the Taco Bell person could have been held liable for this, which I think is total bullshit.
Absolutely. You're liable
for not diming her out.
You're liable for nothing.
Yeah. And like you're not supposed to serve people at a drive-thru if they're drunk, which is like only adding to the problem of their drunkenness. Like get some tacos in these people.
And 0.12 is too drunk to drive, but it's also like it's like 6 drinks in the time you could legally have like 4 or something.
Yeah.
So it's like she's not like crashing into things left and right.
Right. Definitely don't drive that drunk, but like you wouldn't necessarily know.
Right. You took an old Taco Bell.
Until the point where she was like, would you like me to pour some cognac into your mouth? And then, but then she probably already has the tacos by then.
Yeah.
That's the thank you, Hennessy.
Exactly.
It's not, you're not.
It also depends on how much money she spent. That would be another tell as well.
Yeah.
It's like you spent $30 at Taco Bell, lady. There's no way something is up with your brain chemistry.
That's your grocery shopping at that point. That's what you're doing.
I'm just going to go around town throwing tacos out the window.
How much of this is going to end up on your coffee table tomorrow? You're going to wake up and be like, oh, no.
I did. I finally did the time-honored tradition of – I didn't drink much for like 6 months, and then I started again pretty recently. And I did the thing where I got drunk and ordered Seamless and then fell asleep before the Seamless got there.
Classic.
Which I'd never done it before, and I felt so bad. And I told Eli about it, and he was like, oh, yeah, my roommate does that all the time.
Downstairs Dan?
Downstairs Dan apparently does it all the time. So.
Oh, we just murked Downstairs
Sorry,
Dan.
Sorry,
Downstairs Dan, who does listen to this.
Fuck.
It was the other Dan.
It was the other one.
Eli has two Dan roommates.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you
singled
upstairs
Dan.
Yeah.
We just never talk about him.
I don't know anything about the other Dan.
I don't either, actually.
I don't think he was there when we went to his house. No. Anyway. His address is...
it's the thousands of flies who order the Seamless.
Oh, the flies will take care of it. Just throw it in the basement. There'll be yeah, it's like the beginning of True Blood with the time lapse of the fox getting eaten by all the bugs. It's just that with, food from a diner.
With, yeah, like mozzarella sticks. God.
Yeah. So this lady is what, facing what, 10 years or something insane, I assume? No.
She's in trouble. I stopped reading.
She's in trouble.
You gotta not drive drunk.
Just, yeah. Don't drive drunk. I'm trying to find. I cannot see what her sentence was. I don't. Maybe it has not been decided yet.
She'll be fine.
She'll be all right.
She's gonna get a modeling contract or something. She'll be like the hot.
She
felon.
Is like a hot felon. Yeah. So mm-hmm. good for her.
Isn't that guy like? He's like married to like.
He's married to like an heiress or something.
Like
now.
The lady who's like part of like the Top Shop family or something.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's crazy, right?
What? Especially because like he's not that hot. Like that was like a really good mugshot. He's like a handsome, but like.
And it's like he's just like a like,
maybe he has a great personality.
Maybe
he, I mean, yeah, because what do they talk about?
Maybe
what,
like, he's right? Hot felon who listens.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know. Who are we to judge their love?
That's true. I mean, he didn't have teardrops on his face, so you know he's in touch with his emotions.
Yeah, he's sensitive.
Yeah, that's what that means. That's the gang tattoo for being in touch with your emotions.
That's right.
You show up in jail, they're like, when's the last time you cried? He was like, well, have you seen Call Me By Your Name? Like, we're going to get along just fine.
Nobody touched this guy. He's under my protection.
They put the teardrop tattoo on your face in front of a roaring fire. Sufjan Stevens playing.
Yeah.
It's a very intimate experience. Yeah. Bonzi with your tattooer.
Yeah. That's what a gang is about. It's about a shared intimacy.
It's true. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
So good luck to her then, I guess.
Number three.
Okay, so number three, this has been sort of like an ongoing story. It's there are a lot of twists and turns here. Mm-hmm. I'm not super familiar with all of this. Josh, we may you're our resident expert on this, but so ASAP Rocky, rapper ASAP Rocky is in jail in Sweden, and it's been like an ongoing thing. He was like in a fight, and he is being held, and it's a whole thing. Trump is tweeting about it, about how he's disappointed in the Prime Minister of Sweden for being unable to act to get ASAP Rocky out of jail. But the weirdest twist that is recently happening is that ASAP Rocky fans are now saying that they are going to boycott Sweden. Just Sweden. It's hashtag boycott Sweden. And so they are saying, we will not go to IKEA, we will not drink Absolut Vodka, we will not buy Volvos, and we will not use Spotify, the main Swedish exports.
It doesn't seem like it would come up that often in most people's lives.
Yeah. Swedish stuff?
Yeah. I mean, other than Spotify, which I don't, I've never paid for. I've only used the free version.
I did eat some toast with lingonberry jam on it this morning.
Okay.
So that would be something that would be hard for me to give up.
Scab.
Yeah, you're not really true, the true ASAP family.
It's like cranberries, but like better.
How?
They're just like, I don't know. They're a little less sour, but they still have that like cranberry-ishness, like that tartness to them.
I'm from Massachusetts, so I ride for cranberries.
Yeah, I mean, cranberries rule. Cranberries are great. Hell I feel like lingonberries, they're like smaller.
Okay.
It's good. That's what
I
it's
like.
Good shit.
That's what I like in a berry. Yeah. I like a manageable size.
Like these berries are too big.
Like,
because I swallow all my berries without
you?
Chewing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, some of those blackberries, they just get unmanageable.
I know. They're knobby.
Yeah, it's no good. Cranberries are like, and they're cranberries are like hard.
They are really
are like
hard.
Soft.
Cranberries, it so much work has to be done to eat them.
Yeah.
Like they're not, you know, like, oh, I'm just going to have a handful of cranberries as a healthy snack. Yeah.
You got to wade into one of those bogs.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
It is weird.
It is super weird that they grow in a bog.
Well, you make it a bog.
Yeah.
You flood it. So that the berries rise.
Oh, really? They don't grow in a bog. It's
I
the
believe,
bog is a harvesting technique.
I think so. I think that's
I
what you do.
Yeah.
I went on a field trip to one once, and they were like, "This is where the only thing our state makes."
Yeah,
comes from.
Three New Englanders here. Did you ever go to the? We never went to a cranberry bog. So I was in New Hampshire. We don't have
right,
those.
Right, right,
we
right.
did go to maple sugar. Place.
Oh, that's fun.
Did you go to that? Any maple syrup farm?
No, that'd be too far. It's
too far south.
New York, yeah. So yeah. We went to something called the Ogden House in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's just an old house. It's one of those like preserved from like 1600, And it's like, wow, these stairs are really stupid. It's like, well, they built it with their own hands.
We did that. We did.
It's really steep and unsafe.
There's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, there is Strawberry Bank, which is like Colonial Williamsburg, but like small and bad. And we went there.
Just like,
or like Plymouth Plantation.
Yeah, I've been to Plymouth Plantation and Sturbridge Village.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know that by name. Yeah. We just like the perfect age to go see stuff like that is when you are eye rolling at everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, this sucks. This is stupid.
It's like all
wait
that
till
stuff...
they're in sixth grade when they're too cool for literally everything on the planet.
Let's show them this totally unimpressive thing when they are unable to be impressed by anything.
You need to go when you're like eight when you've heard of history but don't know to ask questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, and just be
it's
amazed.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, they're all like going to make fun of it to try to impress girls in the you know what I mean? Who they also hate.
Just like,
also,
look at this guy churn butter, churn this dick.
Oh, nice herbs. Herbs much? Just like, okay, you got me.
Man, the people that work at those places must be so fucking sick of 12-year-olds.
Oh yeah,
just trying to own them all the time, and it's like, this is my job. Like, I'm trying to be an actor.
I have
and
a
this
car.
Is...
Right.
I can drive.
It would be so
dick.
Funny. 12-year-old just like, you're trying to be an actor in Sturbridge, Massachusetts? Move to New York. Face the fear of success that plagues you.
It's like a little kid being like,
I'm doing community theater in the summer. Like, just.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Just a little kid being like, has your life worked out the way you planned?
What? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you think this gets you?
Like, yeah, Todd,
yeah, you have a car. Congrats on your 2002 Saturn, bitch.
Wow, this morning we found Todd hanging in the barn.
And he was using like a contemporaneous rope. So. Right.
He wrote a very angry note to some kid that was here yesterday.
Didn't get his name. Just said, hey, kid. The first suicide note ever to start, hey, kid.
Yeah. Hey, you punk. Anyway,
so ASAP Rocky.
He's in jail.
On a related note.
He's in jail in Sweden, and they held him for 3+ weeks without charging him, and then I think charged him this week finally with like something about this fight that happened. There's like some video of it. And then celebrities have been like, free ASAP Rocky. And like G-Eazy, the rapper who looks kind of like Roger Klotz from Doug.
Whoa, he does.
Yeah.
Wow.
He tweeted, or he made a statement that was like, I went to jail in Sweden and I got out immediately because I was white. That was his inference. He was like, it's like racial policing, mm-hmm. which is, I think, like very progressive and interesting. Why did you go to jail in Sweden, G-Eazy? We got to... Rappers get to avoid Sweden. It's hot in their fjords.
Plus they have the no go zones, which we all know about. That's all.
Oh yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
There's constant bombings and grope gangs or whatever.
Man, like conservatives are like so obsessed with Sweden. They
get so mad about Sweden.
Such a like weird. I feel like there's like a weird. Like quasi like sexual fantasy thing about it too.
Well, it's very telling that their idea of like what a perfect country should be is just all blonde white people walking around eating
right.
ice cream.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that like all the brown people are coming to fuck them.
Right.
And how it's like and
destroy
and do
things.
Terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, and it's so weird because I feel like that's like the conservative view of Sweden, and then the left view of Sweden is like, this is the perfect society. And it's like, I feel like Sweden is like pretty fucking racist also, though.
Oh yeah,
like,
for sure.
It's sort of neither one.
The correct opinion of Sweden is just kind of like, who cares the way it should be about anything. You know what I mean? It's like, whatever, it's fine, you know.
Enjoy the... I like their furniture.
It's none of my business.
None of my damn business. What's going
on in Sweden. I don't... Yeah.
Son, what'd you say to me about Sweden? You shut your mouth.
It's like people in Ohio being mad about de Blasio. Right?
Yeah,
like,
that's
what
true.
What do you care? You don't
that's
live
true.
Here.
The funniest thing... I think this is true, but it's funny enough that I'll say it now and maybe look it up later, is that Trump said he would personally pay ASAP Rocky's bail, but Sweden... does not have cash bail,
yeah.
which is like something the president should know before he offers to do a thing he's absolutely not going to do anyway.
I thought you were going to say they wouldn't do it because they know he would Welch on it.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's like, you don't even pay your contractors.
But yeah, I love the idea we're getting an international incident because what, like, somebody was able to get his attention about this for 2 seconds?
It was Kim Kardashian.
Oh, there you go.
Kim Kardashian loves getting, like, two people out of jail a year. That's how she uses her influence over Trump.
She thinks locally and she acts locally.
Isn't she taking the bar or something?
It's more people than I've gotten out of jail.
That's right.
So.
It's true. I mean, that's the thing, though, is like, I guess good, but like, it's hard to be like, Kim Kardashian, you could be doing so much better.
Right. It's do better, Kim. Like,
she's trying to balance the scales on like that like weird predatory credit card they had out like 15 years ago.
Oh, Kardashian, I don't remember
card
that.
Or whatever.
They had a credit card
that was like aimed at teens or something. Just like, okay, well, this shouldn't exist.
Use your inherited defending O.J. Simpson fortune for good.
I think about that a lot, that like it's crazy that if not for O.J. Simpson, no Kardashians. Like, that's wild.
Pretty
if O.J. Simpson didn't kill that lady, we'd have no Kardashians. They would not be famous.
If Ron Goldman hadn't returned her sunglasses to her house innocently.
No Kardashians.
That's right.
Very weird.
No Kardashians and no Kalins.
And no Kalins.
Yeah, see, there we go. Now we're back to Kato, finally.
the Kato cast is in full effect.
The youngest Kardashian is Cameo with a K.
They'll get there.
Are there babies on Cameo, do we think?
Oh, that's cute. I would not pay for it.
You should take your kid away if you do that.
It would
right?
be very funny just to have a service where, like, there's just a baby.
You just want a toddler to say something cute.
Yeah, that's it.
So you just
it.
Let
I
a
guess
toddler
that's just
say
regular
it.
Instagram.
Kind of, yeah.
Hey, it's me, the kid from David After Dentist. Or, I'm 20 now.
Charlie bit my finger,
yeah, but
and
if
here
you,
I am.
Here, I'll say whatever you want for $15.
I just Googled baby on Cameo, and all I'm finding is a children's Sorry. Clothing store in New Jersey called Cameo Baby.
Cool.
So.
Let's go. Field trip.
That was the whole store based on when a famous baby was in one episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah, so I don't think there are any babies on Cameo, at least not that have baby in their
Not
name.
Based on this exhaustive search for just
yes.
Cameo baby.
Well, okay, here are the options are, the categories are featured talent, actors, musicians, and YouTubers. So
those are the four?
That's a slap in the face to YouTubers, because it's like, oh, we can't even be
we're
featured
not talent.
Talent.
We're definitely not talent, we know that.
Featured this week are Ice-T. Okay, there's a family on here called Crazy Middles.
Nope.
They're
crazy
definitely
they, do, like,
they have
parodies.
Like 900 children.
I thought that was just a niche like sex interest. Like there's Tom's Bottoms and Crazy Middles.
A Crazy Middle.
They like to be fucked human centipede style between two other people.
Okay, I have some bad news.
I was right.
No, you were not right.
Okay. Crazy Middles
thankfully
are worth $100 million.
No, the sad news is a YouTuber named Side-Eye Chloe is on here, who, if you don't know who that is, I'm about to show you a picture and you'll go, oh no. Fuck, where'd it go?
This is exploitation, and I love it.
It's the kid in the, she's in, here we go. It's her.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who's making her, what does she do?
She does Cameo.
How old
she's
is
that
she?
Skeptical looking baby.
She's a skeptical looking baby from the backseat of a car.
Yeah.
And she like looks like, she's giving a side eye, and she is a meme.
Oh, that
and
poor
now
meme
she
baby.
Does.
How old do we think she is?
She looks like she's probably about 46. Six. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Chloe.
She's like the baby from Roger Rabbit. As soon as the camera stops rolling, she's got a cigar.
Yeah, this sucks. This really bums me
that
out.
That is a bummer.
It's awesome because like the parents are like, no, she loves doing it. It's
yeah.
like, no, she wants to make you happy. She's a kid, you know, it's like that mini AOC that they had.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was like it's like, oh, no, she loves it. She just loves making fun of. She doesn't like socialism. She's fucking six. Like, she doesn't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
No six-year-old wants to be in like a business power skirt.
Right. It's like, oh, no. I
oh,
love
I don't
it.
Know if I want to hear it. I feel like it's going
to
bum
oh, I
me
wanna
out.
Hear it.
You want
to
hear it? Okay,
I need
let's
to hear
do it.
It.
Side-Eye Chloe cameo. Here
I hope
we
it's
go.
One for like, it's like, hey, I hope you're enjoying your sales conference. Quantum Qualtrics Metrics. Enjoy
Hi,
Scottsdale.
Chloe, Charles told me that you love my meme, thank you, and I heard that you use it on each other. That sounds like something I would do when I'm older. And I heard that you're going to Mexico. That sounds so much fun.
Why would you want this?
And I just wanted to say, stop watching so many murder shows. It's scary. My mom watches them. And
do the face.
I hope you have so much fun at Mexico, and I want to give you a present, and it's the side eye.
Oh,
bye.
It's not even the same face.
Yeah.
Grim.
I hope she bet. Like, I love the idea of like getting that and then like giving it a bad review, because you know you can review cameos.
The side eye wasn't the right direction. She turned her head in the opposite the same. Way.
She's aged. Time has passed.
1 star for time passing.
Dislike.
We're all hurtling that's... closer to death. Negative review. Thumbs down.
Negative review. It's your fault, Chloe. That is, yeah, that's upsetting.
That's really bad.
What's the rate on Chloe?
$25.
Okay.
I hope she gets to keep it at least.
It's going to her college fund or something.
No.
Probably is the scam. It's going into some kind of...
That's usually what they say, yeah. I think.
It's like, just let her buy candy,
her
man.
Parents are using it to put it towards a jet ski.
Yeah.
And they keep raiding the jet ski fund.
Let her call the Logan Paul hotline, or I don't know what the kids would do
Logan
nowadays.
Paul hotline?
You know, like, you the know, Logan they have Paul those, like, 900 scam. Number? I'm just thinking of the Corey hotline for yeah. The Simpsons. That's what I imagine little girls like to do.
Oh, man. I fell down a wormhole of, like, teen... what little girls like to do stuff this weekend, because I started watching these videos of this like Korean boy band that like teens are into called
BTS?
They're called BTS.
They're
yeah,
super famous.
They're super famous. I barely
what does
heard of them.
Stand for behind the scenes.
It's for some Korean. I've learned so much about BTS this weekend. It's something in Korean, but it translates to Bulletproof Boy Scouts. That's cool. What they're called.
That is kind of a fun name.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
There's 7 of them. They're very cute. Very cute. But, like, very cute.
I feel
in
like
the...
7's too many. I feel like 5 is the right number.
7
right?
No,
is a lot.
No, that's just because we're used to that with our Western ideas of boy bands.
It's too many to have to know. It's too many to have opinions
well,
about.
It's bonus
thing.
Boys.
It's bonus boys. There's a boy for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has got their own boy. And also, these Korean
socialism.
Boy bands. Yeah. A boy for everybody.
A boy in every pot.
A boy in every pot. Just a sweet, adorable Korean boy for every
teenage girl. How old are these
girl.
Boys?
Well, the thing is, they're like, I felt really creepy watching these videos because, like, I like some of their music, but they are, like, really cute and charming. And, like, I'm not the intended audience. I do not find them, like, sexually attractive.
Sure.
But they are, like, they're in their mid 20s.
Okay.
But they are clearly aimed.
So it's boys are men.
Yeah, pretty much. It's clear. The youngest one's, like, 21, I think. It's clearly aimed toward, like, 15-year-old. Girl
sure.
sexuality, but the reason they have so many is because in Korean boy bands there are rappers too, so they're not all just singers. There's like two or three of them rap, and then like some of them dance, and then some of them sing, and then this is my favorite part, in K-pop there is a role in your boy or girl band where they're just called visuals, and it's just, they're very open about it. It just means you were hired because you were hot. That's what it is.
No talent required.
I mean, like, you sing backing vocals and you kind of dance, but like you're there to be hot.
Yeah,
that's your thing.
Is there like a weird older one, like a Chris Kirkpatrick one?
there
the one
isn't.
Who's like secretly 10 years older than the rest of them, and it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, how do you know these guys? How'd you become friends?
This is making, you're destroying the my vision of this being an organic friendship.
His kids are like 11.
Yeah, right. You have a son.
What's going on here?
You can't be in a boy band.
You're
our
a man.
Our life together would be complicated. I don't like this.
Your wife wouldn't be into
it. I don't like
it.
Having to deal with your ex-wife. Me, 13-year-old girl, and you. It's
right.
All very normal.
Too weird.
It's like a very, they all have very nuanced personas. It's like, it's not like the cute one, the bad boy. It's like the one who has been married, and then like
yeah.
the one who's only
he's
using
been
this.
Through some yeah. stuff.
Yeah.
He's you know, emotionally deep in a way that these other ones
the
aren't.
Sober one.
The sober one. The one who like doesn't really relate to people but has a lot of pets.
The one
well, there is in BTS.
The one with lupus. That's Howie though, isn't it? I forget.
There's usually one with like a chronic disease. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One with the one with a gluten allergy.
In BTS, there is one that's like the grumpy one. Like, and that's like a thing that like some people are like into the grumpy one, who's like just mad all the time.
That's,
and like,
and that's AJ, right?
I love that there's a grumpy one.
It's really good. He's yeah, he's just
is
like
he just like crossed arms, making a stink face all the time.
Kinda, yeah.
Pretty
it's
cool.
Like pretty good.
That's good. I love this.
Yeah,
that's
I tell
you,
need, whatever your type is, there is
that's
a
why
Korean
you need 7
boy
boys.
For you.
That's like subtler gradation of boy.
Yeah, it's there. Really is like it's very now. I've watched enough of it that I can I know all seven boys now. I can tell them all apart, and I feel like there's like a very wide spectrum.
That's cool.
Everybody. It's kind of great.
That's fun.
I like two of their songs. I don't know why I spent so much time watching all these videos.
Are they like impressive dancers?
Yes. That is how I originally started watching them, because I really like watching choreography videos on YouTube. And they're really, really good dancers. And they're just like they're on all these like weird Korean game shows, which are a delight.
They've done like a bunch of American TV too, right? They did SNL this year, I think.
Yeah, they've been on Colbert. All these late night shows.
Yeah.
Check them out. BTS.
BTS.
They're going to be – they just did a song with like Nicki Minaj. They're going to be a thing here.
Oh, yeah.
Because the cuteness of boys crosses over all
– boys, the universal language.
For real. Anyway, good luck ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Good luck, BTS.
Good luck, BTS. BTS, come on the show.
Yeah, BTS, please join us.
Number two.
All right, number two. This one – I love this story. This is so good. A police officer went to a McDonald's, and he ordered a McChicken sandwich, fries and cookies, but he suspects that someone took a bite from the sandwich before he completed the sale. He picked up his food, went to work, and it says here, started to warm up my McChicken and noticed several small bites. I know I didn't eat it. No one was around. He said, you know what? I'm going to the McDonald's to see if they can get that taken care of. I went to McDonald's and talked to the supervisor, shopped me some free food. I didn't care anything about that. I just wanted to find out who that person was and have them deal with that person in an appropriate way. So now
– murder them.
Murder them. Shoot them with a gun. So I'm really
– what is an appropriate way? Just
get
like
fired.
Hey man, don't do that.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Fired.
What the heck? That's like a perfect what the heck.
Put them in jail where I can sit there with my feet up twirling the keys in a local jail.
Whistling.
Maybe I'll fall asleep and they can use like something to try
to
drag
the
keys.
Yeah, the keys will fall out of my pocket
or
and they'll
bribe a dog with some food to go get the keys.
With an extra bite
with
of
chicken. With
a shirt
that just smells like McDonald's.
Yeah, just like Pirates of the Caribbean jail. That's what we're obviously all talking about. So
PC culture is out of control. By that I mean Pirates of the Caribbean culture.
So I can't get over this first part of this little statement here. I started to warm up my McChicken.
Wait, but
in deranged.
We didn't talk about. We didn't get to this. The
no, we haven't gotten to that. Let's just finish the story. Okay, so this story has been updated since it was first posted, and it says here: update. Police officer forgot he took a bite from his sandwich at Indy McDonald's. So the Marin County Sheriff's Office looked into the investigation, concluded that the police officer forgot he took a bite from his own sandwich. So this guy,
you got to get fired.
Is going to the fucking news. This guy's going to the news.
You deserve the consequences you were.
You would have
attempting
visited upon the other
out.
Guy. Right. Yes, yep.
So you
absolutely.
Have to get shot by a bunch of cops. I guess
you have to get executed by firing squad.
So he took a bite upon starting his shift, then placed the sandwich in a refrigerator in a break room. He returned nearly 7 hours later, having forgotten he had previously bitten the sandwich.
Insane.
That is,
you can't put McDonald's in the fridge.
You cannot wait 7 hours to eat a McChicken.
Why would you go to McDonald's knowing you wouldn't be able to eat your sandwich for 7 hours?
The whole point of fast food is that you need to eat right now.
You could have made chili in that time.
Yeah, get a crock pot going. What are you doing? And then microwave. He was microwaving a McChicken.
He was warming it up.
That is horrifying.
Should have been more concerned that it was a cold fast food sandwich.
This is like the lowest stakes memento, where he's like, oh, I bit the McChicken in the end. He's got all these tattoos that are like, the McChicken was in the refrigerator.
I'm trying to imagine being this kind of person. It's like, you go to the fucking news? How do you end up on the news? How does that even happen?
He really wants answers.
Like, was there
maybe
a scene?
The McDonald's people went to the news. They're like, these police are, they're really overreaching here.
It's like, good luck getting this guy to testify in any trial about what he saw or anything. It's like, and were you the guy who forgot they took a bite out of his own sandwich?
Yeah.
How fast was it going? Are you sure you weren't driving 170 miles an hour?
It's like, just bang on the gavel, the whole courtroom's in an uproar, screaming. Order!
That would be the complete trump card to any kind of...
you can't be a police officer after that.
Your credibility is completely shot.
It's you. You have nothing. It is like an overreach of police authority. It's, what are you, a detective? Like, you couldn't catch yourself for eating your own sandwich?
Maybe you should have interrogated your own memory, sir.
Yeah. So apparently, so the statement is, our partners at McDonald's have been helpful and assisted in the MCSO investigation into what transpired with our employee. They keep calling employee, not officer, which is very funny. The investigation has determined the McDonald's restaurant staff in no way tamper with the employee's food. He has since formally apologized to McDonald's. We recognize the McDonald's as a valued civic partner, and any insinuation in private or in the media to the contrary is unfounded.
If he if he wasn't an officer, if he was just a guy that worked for the cops, like he was like a secretary for the cops and just showed up at McDonald's like, excuse me, fake police here.
Yeah. I'm conducting an investigation.
You don't get to do that.
I sit in front of the evidence locker. I have run the sign-out sheet for the evidence. It says in the news story he is a local law enforcement officer. Maybe that's what he said.
Yeah.
To the reporter.
I'm a local law enforcement.
They just keep saying employee.
Yeah. So this guy's been thoroughly owned by his own memory and also, but like, yeah, it's like Super Troopers shit, right? Like, I mean,
completely.
Like, look, I spit to you. Nah, fuck it. Like, just like complete. Like, did I bite the sandwich? No, but I definitely didn't bite the sandwich. Like, you don't remember?
If
it was earlier today.
If there was any thought of, did I bite the sandwich, you wouldn't have conducted an investigation. And what he must have done was like, he was like, well, I got to heat up this sandwich because this is what I have in my sad life. And then he looks at it and is like, someone else bit this. Yeah. That was his first thought.
Also, like, did he somehow manage to wrap it perfectly back up? You know, like the way they wrap it, you can never redo it. It's like folding a shirt you get from when you look at it at a store. Yeah. You can never do it the right way.
Yep. It's. I feel like obviously the not remembering you bit the McChicken is disqualifying, but I feel like even in a court of law, if you were just like, this man kept a fast food sandwich for 7 hours and then put it in a microwave, that alone is like, we cannot trust him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, he's on trial here.
Always. We're converting this. Now you're on trial.
Absolutely. You flip it. You got to have the McDonald's guy gets to come to his office and be like, what the fuck is your life?
He's on the witness stand screaming, I'm not on trial here. And they look at the judge and goes, I'll allow it.
Yeah. We're flipping this trial.
I'm interested to
what the hell?
You are on trial now.
Continue, counselor.
Yeah. Put this thing down, flip it, and reverse it. You're on trial now.
Just this persecution complex this guy must have to be like,
someone bit my sandwich.
Probably because I'm a cop.
Yeah.
The cops.
No one respects us anymore. They're biting our McChickens.
Just spending too much time looking at it's probably one of those people from New York that poured the water on.
They said
like, okay,
the ice cream machine wasn't working. I'm sure it was working, but they wouldn't give me ice cream because I'm a cop.
Probably because I was wearing the Punisher logo with the thin blue line on it. I realized I was a cop.
God, the last time I was in New Hampshire, I might have talked about this on the show before, but I went to go visit my parents and I went to the gym and literally every person in the gym had a Punisher logo on their body somewhere. And I was like, oh no, I hate this.
That's like a highlights for the saddest highlights for children puzzle where you just have to find like, oh, that one's a t-shirt, that one's socks, upper back tattoo, lower back tattoo.
They were everywhere.
That guy's just the Punisher.
That guy just is.
That's just Frank Castle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
John Bernthal is at the gym here.
I wish. That guy's cool.
Yeah, he is cool.
I don't know anything about him. What's he all about?
He's the guy who plays the Punisher.
He was the Netflix Punisher.
And nice. He basically was just like, everyone who thinks the Punisher is cool is like a fascist.
That's
and,
great.
Like, he's great.
The Punisher isn't cool.
It's pretty good.
Vigilante justice scratches an itch, but it's not a good one.
Yeah.
Not really.
Enjoy my show. Don't be like this guy.
Yeah, the show tells you that they're bad because and so you know they're bad. But in general, not always. yeah.
You can't go punishing.
It was Tom Jane, actually. It wasn't John Bernthal. It was Tom Jane from the original Punisher with John Travolta, the movie that takes place in the Tampa metro area. That's where the original Punisher movie takes place.
Wow,
that sounds right.
John Travolta. John Travolta's
people
like
in Tampa are really proud of that.
John Travolta is like the crime lord of Tampa. That's like
he wishes.
He had like the same wig he had in Swordfish with like the long, like, kind of like the shoulder.
Doing the same
there.
Accent from Gotti. Tampa, my city.
Yeah. Got to get all five boroughs.
Ybor City, the other part of Tampa.
St. Pete.
Disney World.
I don't know. I don't know if they're the same city. None of us know. The mayors of both, I think. Man, God.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
My city. Wasn't there like some show on Netflix that was like, it was like that. It was like a crime show, but about like some weird about like Newport, Rhode Island or something.
Sneaky Pete takes place in Connecticut. Is
that's
that
pretty funny. It's not Sneaky Pete. It was something else. Anyway, it might have been like Montreal or something.
I thought Sneaky Pete was like a talking turtle in a children's show.
It's Giovanni Ribisi. I think Brian Cranston was in it this season. I don't know. My girlfriend's
there's
one
a
of,
this season yeah. of Sneaky Pete?
My girlfriend is one of like the four people that watch Sneaky Pete.
Oh, she's
she likes Sneaky
she's
Pete.
She's a sneakhead.
Yeah, that's true.
She's a sneak.
Not to be confused with sneakerhead.
It takes place no. in like it takes place in like Trumbull, Connecticut or something. It's something really weird like that. I forget the exact but
I feel
yeah.
like Connecticut doesn't get enough credit for how crime ridden it is and how corrupt.
It's oh, kinda city, true.
Cities,
yeah.
Cities are bad. That, and yeah,
Hartford is like weird.
There's that huge I think it was an Atlantic article about Paul Manafort like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was just like his dad was the corrupt mayor of New Haven? And he was like, and he learned from him being corrupt is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean there was a Joe Ganim ran for governor of Connecticut. Joe Ganim was the mayor of Bridgeport, which is one of the
oh, it was Bridgeport.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And
very crime
Joe Ganim went to jail. He was like mobbed up and went 6 years in federal prison. And he ran. He unsuccessfully sought the Democratic nomination for governor in 2018. And it was kind of like, there's a non-zero chance he's going to win.
Yeah, totally.
He was not like laughed out of the discussion. I mean,
Connecticut, Rhode Island, both are like yeah. really yeah. crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, Providence was like run by the mob for decades,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and then again, like same deal. Like, dude was convicted and then reelected.
Yeah,
because people are just like, we love Buddy Cianci. What yeah. can we say? Like, he's great. He did like
it was like what are we gonna did, like, vote against the mob
exactly what are we gonna do
he clearly does not fear consequences
right he broke a dude's kneecaps so what am I gonna do not vote for
right.
him
right he'll go door to door
he will go to the door that's one thing about the mob they do real
their canvassing
the ground,
operation
the
is yeah, incredible exactly.
boots on the ground yeah, for sure going,
but he went to Wisconsin
so we're paying the mob to get their email lists.
Their campaign slogan is just, it'd be a real shame if you didn't vote for
them. Nice life. Be a real shame if somebody tore it down.
Like, you're going to kill everyone who votes for the other guy?
Yep.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah. So this cop, is DJ, is the only... I don't know why he didn't give his name. Probably because he was fearing reprisals from... Antifa or something. I don't know what the
yeah,
I don't know what's
he's
going on.
He's gonna get water
head.
Poured on him and you know it's like, he's gonna melt.
Like wait, the cop said his name was DJ?
Just says DJ, a local law enforcement officer.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't give my name. If I were the guy that conducted an investigation into the sandwich I ate by accident, I would give a fake name.
Oh, there's a let me see if the video I hope the video has like the dumb it's like I hope it has like the fake like mob informant
I think it does. I think it's like a backlit video.
And then I realized I ate my own sandwich. It was me the whole time.
This long time McDonald's. It does. It has it. Play it again. Want a chicken, a small fry, and some
chocolate cookies. Is that the cop or is that the McDonald's guy?
That's the cop.
That's the cop. Somebody reverse engineer it and find out his voice. Dox this cop.
Yeah, like it's like oh, he's holding. He's wearing the Scream mask. Also,
He's got a full Guy Fawkes. He's anonymous now.
There are dozens of us.
Plenty of cops forget that they started eating their sandwich.
Sandwich of cookies at McDonald's. Too.
That's also weird.
Right?
Very weird.
A chicken sandwich, fries, and a chocolate chip cookie is a strange meal.
It is. I will say that talking about McDonald's is making me hungry, though.
Of course.
I'm pretty hungry.
This is an attack on Kath. This is a slow burn of an attack.
God, it really is. All I ate was that toast with lingonberry jam.
We're just trying to get you hungry.
This whole thing was an op. Yeah, every story is somehow related to the food that you want to be eating.
ASAP Rocky, sweet, right, lingonberry toast.
Yep. Shit, man.
All right, well.
Tesla, electricity, electric ovens.
Yeah, there we go. Boom, done. You know what else you could plug in there? Any number of things you use to prepare food.
Fuck, a little magic bullet, make a smoothie.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Any method of food prep. Air fryer. Instant pot.
So this guy is a clown, and LOL at him. That's what I have to say.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
So this guy, this one came to us from a bunch of different people, including my childhood friend Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Shout out to Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Steve, who did the really cool art on that shirt and also on my phone case. Do not dox me. I'm doxing myself.
Stop doxing yourself.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where it's just like we got like tagged a million times in the replies to the story. So, a mass brawl broke out on a cruise ship called the Britannia, which sounds like a ship that was sunk.
That ship's getting a
to start World War One.
It was a ghost brawl.
That ship's getting a cannonball shot into it
for sure.
Basically, like, I'm trying to figure out what the start of this thing.
There's a lot to unravel here.
There's lots to unravel.
I don't know much about this story, so I'm very excited to take this journey with you.
So it was going from it was in Norway in the fjords for a week. That was the that was the cruise. Yep.
I do feel like that is the only cruise I would want to go on. I think is like a.
I feel like those like Alaska cruises could be good. Same kind of idea.
Just north, nice. Like a cold,
yeah,
pretty fjord Iceland type cruise. I don't think I'd want to do a Caribbean one. I just want to go sit on a beach.
That's
and not
the
be
thing.
A cruise.
My wife's father. We went on a cruise with their whole family and like their grandkids and stuff, and we went on a cruise and we learned that we don't like cruises and we do like the part between the cruise.
Yeah, yeah, like going to the places seems fun.
Yeah, but the boat is just like a weird hotel that makes you motion sick.
Yeah, I will say though, I would like to do comedy on the Chris Jericho wrestling cruise. That is my professional goal. If anyone listening to this can make that happen,
speak it into being.
Please book me.
The theme cruises sound more fun though.
I think it would be. I honestly think that I would hate it after like 2 days, but it's an experience that I want to have. Like it probably, just seems very.
How long
funny.
Is the Chris Jericho cruise? What, 4 days?
I think it's like 4 days.
Yeah,
which is like perfect,
the Impractical
fine.
Jokers do one, and like Jonathan Coulton does one. Like that seems like fun because it's like, oh, people with a common interest.
It's
are
a convention,
here.
Yeah, is what it is.
On a boat. Yeah.
It's a convention with hot tubs.
Yeah,
that the talent and stars can't leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. I would want to be booked on it. Because then I get to hang out with the people I'm fans of and act like I'm cool and not be, you know, one of the plebs on the boat, one of the filthy unwashed hogs who paid money to go.
Unwashed hogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
So unwashed hogs who are listening to this, at Chris Jericho and tell him.
We will have, it's going to be wrestling and then there will be one comedian.
Ron Funches did it last time.
Oh, okay.
They have comedy on it.
Okay.
It'd be weird if it was just me.
Just you.
Also, the other thing is I want to do the Jericho cruise fully knowing I would eat shit. Like, there's no way those people would like my comedy.
Right.
Like, I want
to
do it.
It's like the who was the first person to have, like, a comedian open for a band? Because just, like...
It's insane.
It's just like, boo! This isn't music. Boo! We're here for music!
I'm not allowed to talk during this one because it's not loud enough.
We would hate you even if you were a band, and we hate this more. I've had a couple good experiences doing that, but you like it really has to be set up.
I feel like it's very one or the other, right?
Yeah.
It's either like everyone's like, what the fuck is this? Or they're all like, you're part of the show.
I was pretty jealous when like Claire O'Kane and Kate Willett got to open for Jawbreaker.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I was like very jealous of that.
And they like make that known and they, you know.
Yeah.
And I did one of the Yola Tango's Hanukkah shows.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, and that was super fun. Like because they do... like eight shows and it's known that there's like a band and then a comedian and then you'll take a place.
It's like a variety show. That's what you're getting when you go to those.
It's not just like you just like bought tickets to see Saliva. and now here's a comedian. It's like, what the fuck is this? I came here to rock.
And now there's Howie Mandel.
My girlfriend's going to throw up before they even get on.
All the like super hammered people. Just like, woo! A comedian.
One guy doesn't realize he's in a different band, just going, let the bodies hit the floor.
Just waiting.
Hurry up. I'm going to end up in jail.
Anyway,
turn
Britannia.
Up the guitar. So drunk.
So this was apparently the reports are conflicting here, but this is a UK thing, and there was a black tie evening on this cruise. Can you even pack a tuxedo for a cruise? That sucks.
You
do. Right?
You have a lot of them. You have to have like a.
That sucks.
Yeah.
What is that? Who do these people think they are? Come on. I'm wearing shorts. I'm on a boat. Get out of here.
I will not cover my toes.
That's
I'm
right.
on a boat.
Yeah. Check these toesy-wozies out.
I wear linen pants, open shirt.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right.
And I stand as close to the front as I can with my arms outstretched.
That's right. I dress like I'm shooting a Christian rock album cover. Okay? I'm on the beach. I'm looking into the distance. So
Because remember, that's where Jesus is.
That's right.
He's far, but he's near.
He's over the ocean somewhere. So an evening, an afternoon of patriotic partying on deck, which is like, I guess just like, these are all like people who are happy about Brexit or something. I don't know what, I'm trying to imagine what patriotic partying is in the UK. Just feels like such a uniquely, like, stupidly
American
thing.
A lot of, like,
thing.
Boiled food and beer, yeah. I guess.
Just, like, a piñata shaped like Mr. Bean. I don't know. I'm, like, trying to think of what their dumb
Mr.
national
Bean should be on their money,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that
Mr. Bean should be.
Can you imagine?
I do feel like one thing that, like
the 1 pound note is Mr. Bean.
They're called beanies and queenies. Yeah. $1 is a beanie, $2 is a queenie.
Yeah,
it's right. Got the queen on it.
It's an amazing idea. I feel like that is the one positive legacy of British colonialism is that former British colonies love Mr. Bean. Like, they're all about
Mr.
it.
Mr. Bean rocks.
Mr. Bean does rock.
I think we've said this before, and we stand by it. Mr. Bean is good.
This is a pro-Bean podcast.
That's right. I'm going to watch some Mr. Bean later now. I'm not going to watch the movie Mr. Bean, though, with Peter McNichol. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that
was weird
not
to
good.
Build a movie. It's like, no, this guy's really good in small doses.
This is a 15-minute max.
We don't need to have dialogue happening around
right.
Mr.
This
Bean.
This is not a Wayne's World. It's a Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, this is our cousin from England, Mr. Bean.
Hey, why do you call your cousin Mr.?
None of us know what he's really called. His name is Nigel Bean.
I'm going to look that up. What is Mr. Bean's first name?
Dean Bean.
Mr. Bean. Let's see if this is a...
I mean, Mr. Bean is, I'm thinking, imagining he's like part of some aristocrat. It's a very wealthy family. He's just an eccentric, weird guy.
Okay, as per Mr. Bean in the first movie adaptation, Bean, his first name in his passport is shown as Mr. So... His name is just Mr.
It's
Bean.
Like, that's a sketch comedy joke. That's not like a film joke.
Yeah.
It's like, so now we just gonna call him Mr. the whole time? Okay.
What'd you guys do? Oh, I worked on some props for Bean, the Mr. Bean movie.
For Bean? Weird that it's called Bean, too. Like, it's a fucking biopic or something. It's like a serious movie. It's like a black and white poster.
Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for playing Mr. Bean in Bean.
Mr. Bean needs to think about his whole life before he puts a chicken on his head or whatever.
Before he accidentally conducts an orchestra.
Before he fails a driving test.
It's actually just those three moments, and it's told in those three. It's like Jobs, the Steve Jobs movie.
Yeah, Bean. Seth Rogen is in it for some reason as his early business partner. So they're all watching Bean and getting drunk or whatever. And they probably hate Bean, though, because it's American, right? They like they took their thing. You
but
know?
The original,
they,
oh,
like
they
Spice
hate Bean.
World.
Do we think like the Bean stands are like it's not canon? Like whatever happened in Bean is not canon?
There's
like a canon
the
fight
bean
over
stands.
The Beaniacs.
We stand a Bean.
Yas Bean.
Oh, no.
Truly the worst t-shirt that could exist would say Yas Bean in a picture of Rowan Atkinson on it.
You've just spoken that into existence.
Yeah, this shirt will be on the T-Public by the end of this week. We'll get
so
Eli on it.
Funny.
It's like, hey, Eli, we need your help with the graphic design here. Can you make a Yas Bean shirt with Mr. Bean? It's like what?
Josh really drove this podcast into the ground.
Yeah, we talked about
Our
Mr.
Last
Bean
episode.
For 20 minutes.
Yas Bean is like, truly, it's like, I can't put my finger on why it's offensive, but it is.
That's right.
And also, independently of how offensive it is, it sucks.
It's so
not
bad.
Yeah, it's bad too.
Yas like, Bean, and reasons. Then it's a picture of a 1 pound note with Mr.
Bean
on it. That's
yep.
it. That's the shirt. Feel free to draw that. We'll put it up. We'll pay you for the design.
This conversation, notwithstanding, like if this conversation had never happened, if you walked by someone, I saw a guy in Prospect Park yesterday with a parrot on his shoulder. If I saw someone wearing a Yas Bean t-shirt, I would be 1,000 times more perplexed and furious.
I would, yeah, I would be like, I'm dreaming. Like, this is not real.
Am I in heaven?
In heaven.
Did I die?
I died in that Hennessy.
Did a branch fall on me? Yeah. What happened? Did somebody knock a heavy bucket out of a window and
I
died?
Like, tackle that person to the ground and just be like, what is, who, where are you from? Who sent you?
Who are you working for? Yeah. I'm here from the future to stop you.
I was sent from right now to stop you.
So they're all drunk. They're all hopped up on Mr. Bean sketches. And I don't know what do they drink over there? Carling, is that a beer? Isn't that one of those? Okay. Anyway.
Smithix?
Yeah, there we go. They're all drinking Smithix.
They're drinking gin, just like room temperature
gin.
Oh,
yeah, they drink a lot of room temperature.
Yeah, they're all drinking the Beef Eater gin.
Yeah,
I don't even like not beer room temperature. I like every beverage as cold as science will get it.
Yeah, me too. Cold water, unbeatable.
Oh, love a cold
water.
Gotta
give it up for cold water.
Gotta.
So I got, folks. Look, this whole thing was full of ice before I got here.
And you love
man,
it.
My life changed when I went from having one ice cube tray to three. Just
that's big.
Completely different world I'm living in.
Your days of using like the half frozen ice are over.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Where there's water in the middle. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, I hope I don't get to the water part.
It melts like immediately. You're like,
pissed.
God damn it.
Now my coffee's wet.
It's all watered down.
Yeah.
My Sprite's all water.
The Sprite sucks now.
We have not gotten to any of the stories.
So there's this cruise. It's a Mr. Bean cruise. They're on this Mr. Bean cruise, these people, and they're all dressed like Mr. Bean. They all have the birthmark and the fake eyebrows, and they're all wearing like one of those like.
And they all just are going. That's how they talk to each other.
They're all being mistaken for someone more important.
One of them bumbles his way into being a captain of the ship somehow.
He's steering it.
I'm just imagining like a group of Mr. Beans just like walking towards.
You've never been to BeanCon?
BeanCon. God damn it. It'd be so, you'd be like, oh no. Shenanigans are about to befall me.
I would like to be the comedian on the Mr. Bean cruise. I want to speak that into existence. Thank you. Step one is to do a Mr. Bean cruise. Step two is for me to be the comedian on it. So these people, they all got in a big fight, apparently. There was a huge brawl on the Mr. Bean cruise. The violence occurred after a black tie evening and an afternoon of, quote, patriotic partying on deck. Large amounts of alcohol were consumed. This guy said he was told by a witness the incident was sparked by a passenger taking offense at another holidaymaker dressed as a clown.
Just he was offended at the costume.
Yeah. So this is important for the listeners to know. That's the real part. There were no Mr. Bean.
The clown part is real.
But the clown part is real.
He was dressed like Mr. Bean. In a way, Mr. Bean is a clown for modern
kind
day.
Of a, yeah.
He's kind of a mime.
Commedia dell'arte archetype.
Sure. I like the idea that he was like, because they were doing some patriotic partying, that he thought that the clown was making a mockery of the crown, you know?
Right. This clown wants to stay in the EU.
P&O Cruise spokesman, P&O is the company, denied there was someone dressed as a clown. So somebody just made up the clown part?
Denied. They didn't deny the fight. They were like, no one was dressed as a clown.
There was no clown. What is Donnie Darko?
I heard there was a huge brawl on the Britannia because somebody was dressed like a clown. What?
No. They were just fighting for
no
reason.
No one was dressed like a clown.
There was a brawl, yes.
So you're confirming the rest? That's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
A bunch of British people punched the shit out of each other.
So a bunch of drunk people saying, bother and whatever. I don't know. They're all Winnie the Pooh also for some reason. I don't know. But just all doing funny swearing and, knocking over waiters with full trays.
Yeah.
Dressed like Mr. Bean.
That's when you get back to the Bean stuff is when full trays are being knocked over.
That's right. Somehow, like, teetering and tottering right next to like a huge like champagne flute like structure.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's about to be okay, and then like bang, it's down.
And then he falls, and then like a huge, there's a wedding cake there for some reason, like a big cake, and it gets dumped on him also, or it gets dumped on. Sorry, on like a dowager.
Yeah, you gotta have
a dowager.
He's like,
a dowager is there for sure.
Cannot have a dowager.
You gotta.
I do feel like there's.
If you're a dowager and you go to a party and there's a big cake, you gotta be sweating all the time, right?
Chekhov's rule of beans. There's a big cake in act one.
Is getting dunked on me.
By act three.
It's going to happen, yeah.
It's constantly on alert if you're a dowager. If you're a dowager, you can afford to have a guy who jumps in front of the cake.
Yeah, the Kevin Costner bodyguard.
Who keeps you from being disgraced or whatever happens when you get cake on you.
And just cake.
He gets horrified for you.
Yeah.
His monocle falls in his soup.
Yeah.
That's more what it is.
His mother's eyebrows go up.
So, yeah. So I.
So people, the Duchess.
People got arrested. Both
people. I'm wondering if were people arrested on the cruise? Like, no, did cruise law?
Because there is boat. There's like boat jail, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Probably. I mean, a big cruise got to have a drunk tank at least.
Yeah. The brig.
The brig. Put him in the brig.
Yeah.
That's I feel like when you're at the mercy of like boat cops, that's like there's no law. First of all, international waters.
Yeah.
So whatever they're locking you up for.
Monkey knife fights.
Whatever is happening.
Gonna be monkey knife.
Maritime law.
Admiralty law. Iron binds the whale. That's something I remember from law school.
Those that know about Baumbach movie.
Whoever got the harpoon. Yeah, yeah. Whoever gets the harpoon in first, they own the whale. That's apparently.
Oh, really?
Sick.
Yeah. Cool.
So, good
law.
To know. Very important.
Glad you learned that in law school.
That's right.
You went to the most metal law school I've ever heard of.
That's right. Iron binds the whale. So the people that were arrested are from Chigwell, Essex, which sounds about right.
Yep.
The pride, sure. of Chigwell. And they're in police custody. Caught some bruises. Mr. Bean, no reports on whether Mr. Bean is okay.
Mr. Bean was unharmed, as far as we know.
Did you know there's a Mr. Bean cartoon?
No. I did know that.
I didn't very know that. Long.
Like each episode is 6 hours.
Maybe it's the whole season or something. I don't know what's going on. This is a 42-minute YouTube video, Digging Disaster, Mr. Bean cartoon.
That's weird.
Nobody needs a 42-minute Mr. Bean cartoon.
Yeah, not even true Beaniacs.
Speaking of, we've been doing this for an hour and a half. We should probably...
I'm so sorry I took that last story so far off the rails.
No, never apologize.
No.
Absolutely. This is 90 minutes of goddamn gold.
I got to get the bean poison out. Mr. Bean has been rallying around in my head.
He has bean poisoning.
Yeah, I have bean poisoning.
That's what farts are. Bean
poison. That's the British slang. He's got the bad bean poisoning in it.
Is it strychnine? Which poison is it that comes from some kind of kidney beans or something? Isn't that one of the poisons?
I don't know.
Let's see.
One of the poisons.
I'm gonna Google poison.
I know cyanide is like pits of fruits. I know that.
And then I know there's big butts and a smile.
Yep. That's the other kind.
You can't trust that. Yeah. That's true. That's castor poison. Beans.
Castor beans.
Oh, yeah.
And it creates ricin, I believe, is what it is, maybe.
Oh, yes, sick. They did that in Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. Remember when Breaking Bad at the beginning was like a procedural about like cool science tricks?
Yeah.
For the first
the ricin
season?
Was like way, because that's when it was like a weird slow motion action movie.
Yeah. 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 And that's when he. Because there was one where he, like, poisoned somebody with ricin, and then he did the Lily of the Valley where he, like, poisoned the kid.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, Breaking Bad.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of the Lily of the Valley.
That was later. That was, like,
yeah, that's what
shit.
I meant. Yeah,
I could watch Breaking Bad again. I like, forgot most of
it. I forgot so much of it.
It feels like it was 100 years ago.
It kind of does. I wonder if it will hold up.
I bet. I don't know. That's a great question. I think rewatching it, I would not remember anything, and then, like, 4 seconds before each big twist, I would be like, oh, yeah.
Right. I think similar.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, too, that it was like the sort of way that it was consumed and like this breathless, like week by week, like what's going to happen, what's going on. Like that like sort of pumps it up in a way that maybe is unfair to the show even, kind of. You know, like it's like nothing can live up to that.
Well, the one thing that I think that show did like so incredibly well is like is suspense, you know? Yeah. And so like now that realizing 4 seconds before everything what's going to happen and also not having those breaks, there's probably a lot less suspense because you like remember the broad strokes.
I binged seasons 3 and 4 before season 5 started because I was way behind, and it was like one of the most – it just like soaked into my bones, and I was incredibly depressed for those whole 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like I would watch it during the day. I like didn't have a day job, and I was just – I would like go out to shows at night, and I'd be like – why am I so sad on the subway? And it was because I was like steeping myself in like just the worst things people do to each other all day long.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember watching that show and being like, I can't believe they sell commercials
for
this. Like that, like this show is happening and then commercials happen. Like I don't want to buy anything.
Pontiac Aztec, Domino's Pizza. Yeah.
Also, another one like that, Sopranos. Binge watching The Sopranos will make you so depressed.
And they knew they didn't sell commercials for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't TV, it was HBO.
Commercials for velour tracksuits.
I would
if that's like I get served a lot of Instagram stuff that you know for like clothes and whatnot, and like I'm not often that tempted, but like if there was like this tracksuit is the most comfortable, like you can like sit on your front lawn in a lawn chair and yell at your ma with it, I'd be like, oh, that's I'll buy that.
This is for me. I as someone who owns multiple tracksuits, I totally understand. Guys, let's end this show, huh?
Yeah, we'll do a little plugs here.
Let's do some plugs.
So we got the Patreon, patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got a bunch of bonus episodes on there, 60 plus, and we're working on a little goal of ours here. We have 21 more patrons to get to our number of 750, and at 750 we're going to record a commentary track for show favorite Roadhouse, which I will not watch. I've made this pledge. I will not watch Roadhouse again until we make this thing.
Nice.
I love Roadhouse.
Please help me watch
so
Roadhouse.
Good.
I wrote, there's like the intro to my book is like very Roadhouse specific.
Really?
Yeah, because so much of the book is about like knowing how and when to be nice.
Mm.
And I quote extensively from the be nice speech.
You be nice until it's time to not be nice.
I know.
Also, but then how do you know? You'd be taller.
I always thought you'd be taller. So yeah. Good. I love Roadhouse. Anyway,
we're just doing Roadhouse.
This is a noble Patreon goal.
Yeah, we need to.
Thank you.
We need to do it. Maybe we'll do Mr. Bean. We'll do Bean next.
Bean will be number two. Yeah.
We're gonna watch Bean. What?
How do I? I'm unsubscribed.
Yeah, Mr. Bean. I want to stop you from getting this. I want to stop the growth right now. So we got that. We got the TeePublic. We got
your Yas Bean shirt.
Yeah, maybe.
there may be a Yas Bean shirt there.
We got the Discord. I don't know. Give us a good thing in iTunes, a review. I think that's all the stuff we normally plug. I'm Patty Moe on the stuff. Karma's on Friday. That's it for me. What about you?
I have some shows this week. Wednesday, I have two shows on Wednesday, the 31st, 7 p.m. at Creek in the Cave. I'm going to be opening for a friend of the show and listener, David Twitty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's about to record an album, so he's doing a week at the Creek to learn how to do stand-up for that. Come to that. It'll be fun, 7 p.m. at the Creek. And then at 8:30, I think, or doors at 8, show at 9 at Secret Loft. I'm hosting the Democratic debate with Poddam America. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah, it'll be a really good time. I'm probably going to get drunk because those people make me really mad. So come to that. And then Thursday, August 1st, I'm doing the obituary show at QED where I get to write my own obituary and then read it. And I'm really excited.
Mike Drucker
show.
Yeah,
friend of the show, Mike Drucker.
Love it.
Come to that.
Josh, what do you got?
So I've got this book coming out, as I mentioned at the top. I'm on the road a bunch doing like book events. They'll be like shows. They won't be like poetry. So like, come and hang out. I'm on the road a bunch in August, just doing regular stand up. And all my dates are at joshgondelman.com. It's G-O-N-D-E-L man. And
how do you spell man?
M-A-N. Okay, but I do it. I do that as this is like deeply embarrassing, but I spell it that way because that's how Method Man spells Method Man in the song Method Man. Where he's like M-E-T-H-O-D, yeah. Man. And so it takes all my strength not to be like G-O-N-D-E-L, man. But I just love Method Man. And come pre-order the book. It's like really – if you are at all inclined, it's like really helpful for authors to have good pre-order numbers. And come see a show. I do stand-up comedy. And watch Desus and Mero on Showtime. That is because I work there. That's not just because I'm a fan, but I am a fan.
I don't work there. I'm a fan. You should watch it. It's good.
That'll do it. Watch Mr. Bean. I work there and I'm a fan.
Watch the Bean.
All right, bye.
Bye.